With the economy in recession and the stock market down 2 years running, some Americans are having to rethink their dreams of retirement. In this next report, we hear from two Massachusetts couples. Both pairs are in their 60s, and both were close to retirement when the market and their investments started sliding 2 years ago. Now, as Steve Tripoli reports, one couple is delaying retirement, pretty much voluntarily. The other has been forced to make more wrenching adjustments.
When Myron Emerson retired from his career as an accountant last year, he had a new life all mapped out. He began looking after his twin grandsons and renovating the suburban Boston home he and his wife Celia had just bought. But the plunging stock market radically changed the Emersons' plans.
I've decided to go back to work, mainly because of the tremendous decrease in our valuation of my IRA accounts. Here is also, but mine in particular have lost in the neighborhood of 50%.
The Emersons were counting on those retirement accounts. Myron, who turns 62 this month, has decided he needs to go back to work for a few more years.
At least until I'm 65 full-time, and then maybe even part-time after that, depends.
Celia Emerson is already 65. She'd planned on being retired by now, but has decided to keep working, giving up time with her grandchildren and making a much longer commute than from her old house. When their portfolio plummeted, the Emersons sought help from financial planner Stan Steinberg, who says they made an investing mistake he's seeing a lot these days.
They were actually way, way more aggressive than what would have been suitable for people just approaching retirement.
Myron Emerson was heavily invested in technology stocks. Steinberg says the Emersons could have retired as planned if they'd avoided the risk of seeking big gains in one narrow sector of the economy.
They were in a position where retirement would have been achievable if they had focused on possibly a 7 or 8% rate of return on their capital.
The stock market run-up of the late 90s caused lots of people near retirement to let down their guard at the wrong time, says Steinberg. Retiring as the market turns down can quickly cripple a retirement plan when money is drawn from accounts that are also shrinking from investment losses. A couple of towns away from the Emersons, another pair of Stan Steinberg's clients is also postponing retirement. But it wasn't such a painful choice for Elliot and Beryl Chapman. He's a bookkeeper. She's a nurse. They're turning 65 and 60 this year and also celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary. The Chapmans' retirement assets are more diversified than the Emersons. They have pensions, investment accounts, a duplex house that generates income, and of course Social Security coming as well. They were going to retire this year, sell the duplex and get something smaller, and take a 40th anniversary trip. They'd lost some money in their retirement accounts, but other investments were keeping things stable. The Chapmans say the overall state of the economy made them hesitate.
The economy isn't as strong as it should be, and right now we feel very comfortable with what we have. We're not losing money like a lot of people, and I just don't want to rock the boat.
It makes you step back a little bit and think, well, the nest egg isn't necessarily going to be there as large as you had hoped it was, not at this time. So maybe it would be prudent for us, while we still have our health, let's continue to work.
Beryl Chapman sees a raft of benefits in staying at work now, the flip side of the trouble facing some recent retirees.
By not stopping work, I'm collecting income, keeping health insurance, not drawing down my 401k, continue to add to it. We pull a little bit of money out for a vacation fund that I'm also hoping to continue to add to. And, you know, maintaining the position in life that we hope is comfortable for us.
Beryl has cut her work hours some, and with that change, the Chapmans hope to keep working another 2 years. Elliot says they're also using this time as a kind of retirement trial run, getting a sense of life with a few more activities and a few less dollars. Financial planner Stan Steinberg says one of the maxims of investing, diversifying your assets among stocks, bonds, cash, even real estate, is especially important for those on the verge of tapping their savings. He tells clients to aim for a fixed percentage of each asset and then to rebalance their portfolios each year to meet those goals. That means taking money away from your winners, and Steinberg says that can seem counterintuitive when one group of investments is flying as high as stocks did in the 1990s.
And that's what people failed to do during the technology boom and the dot-com boom, is to take some of that money off the top. And that was the hardest sell we had, was to try to make people to understand that it's prudent to continue to rebalance your portfolio. People who did that ended up having less volatile situations later.
The idea, says Steinberg, is to settle on goals, a strategy for getting there, and then, like the Chapmans, adjust as the economy takes its inevitable twists and turns. Steinberg tells his clients to remember that preparing for retirement is about meeting life goals and not the often riskier pursuit of the biggest possible gain.
There should be a reason for every asset in a portfolio, and they should be looked at as tools, because money is really, for most people, but a tool to a lifestyle.
Steinberg says the last 2 years have shown many of his clients that stock markets are riskier than they thought. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli in Boston.